5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Transform Radio.
Are you ready to take your life to the next level? Are you ready to unleash your inner rock star? Well then, buckle in, because I only got two words for you.
And suit up!
Hey, this is Christian, and welcome back to another episode of Transform Radio. Like I said, my name is Christian, your host, your motivator, your inspirer, and the guy behind the microphone. It is Friday. Oh, thank heaven it is finally Friday at the end of a long, long, long week. It is March 28th, the end of spring break, so kids go back to school. And unfortunately, this spring break, the weather's been kind of really uncooperative. I know you're all gonna hate me because, you know, I'm in Florida and uncooperative means 65 degrees and cloudy. But when you're looking forward to hitting the beach, maybe that's just really not gonna cut it. But as always, hit us up on the web. Come visit us at transformradio.com. Check out the blog. Check out the podcast. Check out the invitation to find your voice and learn how to have a show just like this one and learn from the guy I learn from the master, so you can talk to the masses and not to the asses. That's under the podcast training tab. Just go there, click the banner, you know all you need to know. Oh, excuse me. Hit me up on the Twitter, at Transform Radio. I love hearing from you guys. Followers are growing. Influence is growing. The show is growing. As you know, we've moved over to the new feed in the iTunes. Oh yeah, by the way, if you were a subscriber on the old feed at, through Podomatic and the old Transforming Monday show, you'll need to switch over to Transform Radio because iTunes, the iTunes store wasn't very cooperative in helping me. But hey, you know what? Sometimes life happens. So we got a brand new feed, a brand new slot. Search the iTunes store under podcast for Transform Radio. Or simply go to transformradio.com and click on the subscribe button that you see on every single page. Leave us a 5-star review, some great comments, so we can get this message out to more people. They can get motivated, inspired, get unstuck, and unleash their inner rock stars. So it's been quiet around the studio for the last few days. If you listened to the last episode, we lost a member of the family. And it's never an easy thing to go through. And to be perfectly honest, it's kind of hit me a little hard, been a little difficult to, you know, get up and moving, get up and get motivated. So after, you know, kind of plodding through it and trying to work my way through it, I decided to plug myself in to some podcasts that I listen to this week, that I listen to on a regular basis, and they all seem to revolve around bouncing back after, you know, rough day, rough patch, and just kind of getting back on that horse and riding. And, you know, that's sometimes more difficult than, it sounds, but it is necessary. You gotta do it. You gotta get up and you gotta get moving. You know, I'm not here to tell you how long it takes to grieve or how you should grieve or how long you should be in a particular emotional state. You know, when you go through something like losing some sort of loss, there is a grieving period that comes with it. It doesn't matter if you lost your job, lost a friend, lost a family member. Some of you may have lost a house, lost a car, lost a friend to a disagreement, you know, not necessarily to, you know, losing them to, you know, this world. But there is a grieving process that goes through it, and you know, it's tough. You gotta work your way through it, you know. And the difficult part is you gotta remember not to live there. You know, because when you allow yourself to feel these deep, dark, let me tell you a story. So, as you know, wife's been gone a couple of days, went up to Tarpon Springs to visit some friends. It's been me and the 15-year-old around the house, and, you know, and last night, you know, come home from work, gonna make a huge, you know, dish of enchiladas. I love enchiladas. Kids love enchiladas. You know, unfortunately, you know, we don't get to have nearly as much because, of other food allergies in the house. But I get to make a huge thing of enchiladas, and there's just two of us at home, and I'm like, yeah, oh, I could have just a freaking ton of these things because they're awesome. You know, I do mine with ground turkey, that just, you know, cheese and olives and onions and all that great stuff. And I'm making it last night. And I, you know, I got the meat all brown and I got the sauce in there and I got the cheese all melting and got some onions sauteing in there. And I go to put the olives in at the last minute and I'm putting the olives in the meat. And as I'm doing that, I look and I go, what are all these seeds? You know, what's all this extra stuff in here? So I look at the can and the can of chopped olives. Because I find that to be much simpler than buying whole olives and slicing myself. That's way too much work for me to do. I'll buy them canned, thank you very much. And in very, very fine print, in red on a yellow label, it says, with jalapenos. Now, what kind of marketing genius, what kind of food genius decides, you know what these olives need? These olives need some jalapenos. You know, and let's make sure that when we do it, we're going to put it on the label in really small fine print in a color that washes out against the background of the label. So when people buy these sliced olives, unless they're looking at it with a freaking magnifying glass, they're not going to see, they're not going to be aware that they're buying olives with jalapenos in it. Because you know what? It's not my problem. That's the graphic design thing and, you know, buyer beware and yada, yada, yada. So I dig spicy foods. To a point. And so as I'm sitting there and I've got all this meat brown and I've got all this stuff ready to go and I realize that I've put in olives with jalapenos in it, I think to myself, what am I going to do? You know, I've already got the extra hot enchilada sauce going because, you know, the hot stuff. And I think to myself, these jalapenos, are they just going to, they're just going to make this unbearable? Are they going to make it so that we can't eat them, that they're just too hot to swallow? And I was thinking about this, and I'm thinking about how it's kind of a metaphor for hitting a rough patch. You know, when you've got jalapenos in your olives in life, and you've reached a point where, you know, it's, you can't pull them out. You know, you're either faced with a fork in the road that says, I gotta either continue to do what I'm doing and hope and have faith that they're not going to be unpalatable, or I can just throw it all away and mope and just be all sorts of pissed off that, you know, stupid thing, stupid can, wasn't, you know, small print, washout, you know, colors, blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of, that's kind of a metaphor how life goes. It's kind of a metaphor how, you know, my week is gone, you know, and it's okay to have a bad day or two. It's like I was listening to a podcast today and from my buddy Sam, and he was talking about how the great Jim Rohn said, when you go see a symphony, the symphony and the pieces they play aren't all the same style. It's not all high notes. It's not all happy allegro music. It's not all, you know, you've got to have the discord. You've got to have the contrast. You've got to have the largo. You've got to have, you know, the minor keys. You gotta have the discordant notes and the resolutions so that you get the full emotional experience of the piece of music. I mean, if you wanted to listen to happy fun time music all the time, you could probably click on, you know, Nicktoons or go to YouTube and find something, you know, like What Does the Fox Say? And, you know, hit an endless repeat, you know, and eventually you'll go insane. And that's kind of with anything with life. You've got to realize that you can't always have an up day. You can't always, you know, be on a high, because you'll lose your ever-loving mind, and you'll forget how to balance. And then when something comes along and smacks you around, you're not going to know how to react, and the crash is going to be huger. So you've got to learn to navigate life's ups and downs. You know, you got to realize sometimes you're olives are going to have jalapenos in them, and you're just going to have to go with the flow and realize that, you know, it's not exactly what you wanted, but you know what? It also doesn't suck either. You know, and I'll tell you, the whole thing is gone because they turned out friggin' delicious. And that's another thing in life, is sometimes these unexpected surprises, these unexpected, you know, when you get the jalapenos and the olives, and you're, you know, you end up coming out surprised on the other side because, you know what, it turned out not that bad. What you were afraid of was really not that big of a deal, and it actually turned out better than you would thought, and hey, you might do that again because you enjoyed it. You know, that's kind of how, you know, so I mean, the last 24 hours have really been kind of a swift kick in the ass for me, to be honest. You know, even some of my friends that I've worked with forever on Facebook have noticed that I hadn't been my normal peppy, cheery self this week. And, you know, I just kind of realized that after, you know, I got home from work yesterday and the whole jalapeno thing, I just realized, you know what? It's time to bounce back. You know, it's not as if I'm tossing aside what's happened. It's not as if I'm going to ignore it, but I'm going to shift my focus on it. I'm going to shift how I deal with it. I'm going to shift how I think about it. I'm going to shift how it affects me. I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to come back bigger, better, and badder than ever. You know, I'm going to get through this and realize that, you know, unless I wake up on the, you know, every day I wake up on the right side of the dirt is a good day. And so I, you know, I sat down, I was thinking, you know, I got my gratitude journal out, which is seriously, if you guys aren't doing that, then someone needs to, you know, slap your mama, because a gratitude journal, and you do, you know, do it religiously, do it every day, write down three things every day that you are grateful for and three things that were successes of the day. And your mindset will shift. So I sat down and I went through my gratitude journal and, you know, I wrote down a few things that I was grateful for. You know, got that roof over my head. You know, my 15-year-old has been a really pleasant person these last few days. You know, I spoke with my dad for the first time in quite a few months. Granted, it's not the greatest experience and the not the greatest reason, but we were able to connect for the first time in a long time and on a level that was more than a little bit more than superficial. You know, I got a good job. I got a car that works. I got food in the fridge. I got lights on in the house. You know, I've got a great family. I got a wonderful wife. I got three awesome kids. So, you know, I got a lot to be grateful for, and so do you. And sometimes in the midst of being pissed off about the jalapenos, it's hard to see what you're grateful for. And that's when you really need to focus on what you have. You know, it may not be everything you want, and that's okay. You know, but as long as you're bouncing back and you get up and you move and you realize, all right, I'm not where I want to be and I'm not going to sit here and mope and pout and just let this feeling ruin my, you know, take me over and stop me from doing anything, make me afraid of doing anything else, then you know what? It's well worth it. So enjoy those jalapenos and your olives, you know? Unless, of course, you know, you're allergic, and in which case, all bets are off. But, you know, those enchiladas turned out to be pretty darn awesome. And I'm actually glad I had them. Added a great flavor to it, something I would never have bought on purpose. But you know what? Sometimes life throws you a curveball, and that curveball you just end up smacking out of the park. So, it's been a great week. I hope you guys have a great weekend. We're heading to the beach tomorrow. If the weather cooperates, it's supposed to be rainy from now until morning and then back again tomorrow afternoon. But hopefully we'll be able to get out to the beach, enjoy a little bit of sun during this spring break. And we'll be back with another awesome show. As always, hit us up on the web at transformradio.com. On the Twitter, I love hearing from you guys at Transform Radio. If you're to hit the old subscribe button on the iTunes and do me a favor, you know, give us a 5-star, you know, give us a review and leave us a great comment. Cause right now there are people that are searching for a voice like this. You know, they have a life and they found jalapenos in their olives and Yeah, they just don't know what to do. So let's teach them how to make the turn that frown upside down. Get them motivated. Helps us get us out to more people around the world. I'm grateful that a lot of you have followed over and the subscribes and the stats are looking great for the first month with the new host, the new feed, and the new website. Love you guys. So until next time, it is what it is. And the next step really is anywhere you decide it should be.